Home, Chapter 3. It's been an eventful morning. I step out of the shower, fresh and clean from our exercise. I dry off as Sarah finishes rinsing out her hair, the large soft cotton towel warm against my skin. I'm waiting to receive her when she steps out into the towel I'm holding open for her. I rub her down with the soft cloth, wicking away the moisture, leaving her dry. I brush the soft cloth against the curve of butt, eliciting a small gasp, still tender. I end face to face, her eyes closed, mouth slightly parted. I lean in, tender, brush lip against lip, almost a nuzzle. Our breath mingles. We hold each other there for seconds, for eternity. Then I kiss her nose. She giggles. I twine my hand in hers, softness and heat. I lead her back to bed. We get into the soft sun-warm sheets. My big spoon to her little. We settle in for a mid-morning nap. I wake after about a half hour. Sarah is lightly snoring. I want nothing more than to snuggle down next to this woman. My heart aches just looking at her. Play is fun, and we both enjoy it. But these times when we are just ourselves, outside those roles, can be as good. Sarah makes a light snort sound and rolls over. I slip out of bed and get into a robe. We tend to be nude at home, but outside we try not to offend the sensibilities of our neighbors. It's early spring before winter's grasp has been fully broken, and I open the balcony doors and step onto the ledge. A wrought iron railing protects the edge, raised iconography of angels doing what angels ought not be doing, shows the artistry of the maker and my dear heart's taste. The yard below isn't huge, but a small garden of various flowers, and an artificial brook bubbles its way through them to pour itself into a wading pool with attached sauna. The alchemist roses are my favorite. Their large blooms, blood red against the dark green of the surrounding plants, are lovely. In the distance, mountains loom. They look so close, you could almost reach out and touch them. The balcony holds two lounge chairs facing west towards those mountains. I step inside and grab the wine bucket and stand, the ice slowly melting from the less than frozen temperature of the walk-in fridge. I arrange a cheese and meat plate, a little light snack. I think a light fruit wine, lemony, with a bit of spice will do nicely. I put a compilation of variations on La Folla on the sound system. The faint strains of violin, the light sweat of the wine bucket, the cool breeze of early spring, and the slight sounds of the light of my life waking. "I'm on the Saint balcony," I call out. Sarah's voice. I wake slowly. My throat is raw. My ass aches. My husband's way of marking me. Sometimes he is so unwilling to break skin, it's frustrating. But not tonight. Tonight he's promised edge play. But he likes to indulge. Likes to work up to that. You'd think he'd get anxious, but he compartmentalizes each piece. I never know precisely how our games will play out. I feel the coolness of the sheets against my skin, wiggle my butt against them, remembering the sound as his hand comes down. I get out of bed and put on the soft cotton robes. I told him these were a good idea. I hear I'm on the side balcony, as if I couldn't hear him moving around out there. I step out onto the balcony and run my hands on the balustrade. I always get a thrill from the blasphemy of it. He doesn't get that, having never been indoctrinated. Lucky. I'm lucky, that is. He doesn't consider anything we do sinful or wrong. Of course, he'd say something about social normativity. I can feel him looking at me. Other people do that, and I get creeped out or angry. With him, I shiver. I know he wants me. Always. Anyway. With him, I feel powerful instead of helpless. The thrill of not knowing how far he'll take me, but knowing he'll take care of me. Out in the world, I kick financial ass. Men and women run about doing my bidding. But with him, I'm free. I turn. LaFolia again? He hits a button on the house remote he insisted on. Oh, Gloria, by aesthetic perfection. He likes me to ask about the music. Plus, if I have to listen to one more variation on LaFolia, I'll go crazy. Which may have been the point. Games within games. Well, it is game day, after all. I glance at the cheese plate and wine. Instead, I sit gingerly on his lap, then spin, grinding against him, brushing his cock, my hand cupping his velvet balls. I rest my head against his heart. It beats faster for me. His Gomez to my Morticia.